trendy guy. They're just starting to line up here. We're joined, of course. Oh, we're also going out video-wise on livestream.com and / Free Fire Radio. And Linda's waving to everybody.
Tell us what you think of the new look of the web page.
We have our new web page, too. And we also have new Bad Bob.
Good morning.
I got Bad Bob is a blur of activity right now, as much as Bad Bob can be.
Human octopus.
I said human octopus, okay.
which
is what the girls used to say when they used to. My God, how many hands do you have? I've slapped away six of them so far, and there's still two more on my knee.
That's what's always good about the front hook of a bra instead of the back.
Linda.
Whoa!
Welcome aboard, Linda. You know what? No more days off for you. No more. On
not
assignment.
Really a day off, but anyway.
It wasn't. But I mean, because we come back unhooking.
When
bras.
I'm on assignment, it's not a day off.
No, it's not. But I mean, bras.
Well, you said
this is a family show.
Let's just go on
until I start ranting about anonymous bloggers. Anyway, okay.
Ooh.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It is the last day of February. It is leap year, so you won't see this again for 4 years. I think it's 4 years. And then it's going to, the day last night was really, really tough. What's it going to look like today, though?
Okay, it looks like we're going to have 80% chance of showers. Currently 39 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR 1460 here on Market Street. We're going to go to, about 46 today. Temperatures tonight look like they're about 36. We are going to have gusts as high as 21 miles per hour. Precipitation, of course, is 80%. And the new rainfall, unfortunately, amounts to less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts that are going to be happening in the thunderstorms. Tonight, rain showers likely before 4 a.m., and then rain and snow showers likely. Snow level 1,700 feet, lowering to 1,200 feet. And I understand, according to a lot of emails that I opened this morning, that several portions of 5 were closed. I'll get that out. But right now, I really want to hear about our market minute. Don't you want to hear about what's happening with the Wells Fargo moment market, which comes every morning at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10. This morning, we kick it off with Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 15 points at 13,020. The S&P 500 is positive 2 at 1374, and the NASDAQ is positive 7 at 2993. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 9 cents at $8.20, and Ford Motor Company up 16 cents at $12.41. Stocks of local interest, Tri-County's Bank is up 6 cents at $16.47, and North Valley Bank is down 18 cents at $10.27. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lower prices there this morning, which has increased the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.09%. In the commodity markets, gold is down $1.30 at $1,787.10. Silver is up 16 cents at $37.36, and crude oil is up 71 cents at $107.26. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Thank you for the Market Minute. And when we come back, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and tell you about a little history of leap year, which is today. Carl's right. It happens once every 4 years. It's February 29th. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh!
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Ah, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh, dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Great to be back. Hey, leap year. February 29th. We all know that leap year is the year we add an extra day to the month of February. And as we're looking at your calendar, wait a minute, it's 29th? Wait a minute, there's got to be a confusion. No, this year it is February 29th, giving February 29 days. But do you know when all this began and why it's called leap year? Well, this confusing state of calendars began in 45 BC when Julius Caesar added an extra day to the Julian calendar every fourth year upon the advice of an astronomer. Or it's in his name is Sosigenes, or it could have been 1582 when Pope Gregory ordered every fourth year to be a leap year. Unless it's a century year that cannot be divisible by 400. There's all kinds of reasons of why. It's your call. It goes back to the Protestants, the English, it goes on and on. It's called leap year because it's not a common year. A common year consists of exactly 52 weeks plus one day. The extra day means that a specific date moves one day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, ahead of the following year. For example, if your birthday falls on a Tuesday in one common year, it'll fall on a Wednesday in the next. You just have to get it all straight. Just be happy you're not listed on your birthday board for this leap year. Those who are must divided their years by four for the calendar age, unless there's a century year in the way, one that cannot be divided by 400, that is. Leap year also has a common, uncommon tradition attached to them. It seems that in a leap year, a bisextile, a woman could propose marriage to the man of her choice. At least that's what happened in Scotland in 1288 when a law was passed making this custom legal. The tradition spread throughout the rest of the United Kingdom of Great Britain, as did the law. A woman was expected to enforce and insist upon acceptance from gentlemen, the gentleman of her choice, and a penalty could be that gentleman had to pay for a silk or satin dress selected by the scorned woman. And you know the old saying, hell hath no fury, that of a woman scorned, especially in leap year. Now, did that explain anything to you about leap year?
No.
There will, however, be a quiz.
That's right, bisextile.
Bisextile!
So today, ladies, you can ask the man to marry you, and it's okay. I mean, it's, maybe they do it now anyway. Maybe we're just behind the times.
Would this be like a British or a Scotland term, bisextile?
They just had a movie about that called Leap Year with a woman that went to Scotland to ask her boyfriend to marry her and ends up marrying the cab driver.
It was cute.
Okay, hey, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Jim Robinson for an update. Jim is from Home Helpers, and he's going to talk to us about this bill that was going through the assembly that would essentially put smaller home care operators, could put them just completely out of business or make home care so expensive that that people couldn't use them. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. So what happened yesterday? I think you all were down.
It was last Tuesday.
Last Tuesday, okay.
It was lobby day. We had, to put it in perspective, 2 years ago, there were about 60 people showed up. Last year, about 150, and last Tuesday, we had about 300 show up for lobby day to fight the bill SB 411. So it was great turnout. We still need people to write in to their legislators and tell them this is a bad bill. And unfortunately, on Tuesday afternoon after lobby day was over, Assemblymember Tom Amiano announced that he's resurrecting AB 889, which is probably just as bad. To kind of put it in perspective, that bill would require anybody that works in a home to have a whole bunch of regulations, applied to them. One of them is kind of interesting. If you hire a babysitter for more than 3 hours, you have to give her a 15-minute break. So if you want to go out to dinner and a movie with your wife, you're going to either have to hire somebody to come in and give her a break, or you're going to have to come home and give her a break.
You know, this is just, you know, when I have no comment.
Yeah, I do.
I have no comment. You know why I don't have a comment on this, Jim? You know what? It is so pathetic.
It is.
Is that if you hire a babysitter, which, I mean, if you hire the girl down the street, is this, but is, does this have anything to do with a certain age, if they're over a certain age?
They have to be over 18. If they're over 18.
Okay, so you take one of the girl down the street who's going to college, she's 19 years old, you know, she wants $10 an hour for babysitting, and or whatever they charge now. And so you bring them in to watch your kids. You're going to be gone to, like you said, a dinner, a movies, and maybe, you know, seeing your friends. And you've got to figure out a way to have them come in and take care, you know, give a break to your babysitter.
Right. Or they got to step outside and not watch your kids anymore. It's not good either way. And there's more pieces to the legislation. If somebody's working on your property and they work more than 4 hours, you have to give them access to your kitchen so they can prepare their own meals.
Oh, gosh.
So let's
wait a minute. Now, if somebody's on your property working for longer than 4 hours, so you've got people out, you mean if they can't go someplace and get something to eat?
No, they if they want to use your kitchen, you have to open your kitchen up and let them prepare a meal.
So you've got a guy working out in your yard, a couple guys working out in the yard, and they're going to be there all day. They can come in and use your kitchen?
Absolutely. So the guy that's pulling poison oak from the ravine behind me gets to come in with his dirty clothes and prepare himself a meal in my kitchen. So,
Or does it say you have to provide a meal for them?
No, you have to provide the kitchen. They provide their own food, but they can cook anything they want.
Can you, do you realize, I mean, are people listening to this? Are people actually listening to this? I mean, chat to Pat, can you believe this?
With a sense of disbelief.
I'm sitting here, I am just dumbfounded. And which bill is this?
It's AB 889. Written by Tom Amiano out of San Francisco.
Is this the same guy that wanted to do the fitted sheets?
Do the what?
The fitted sheets on the beds? Or is this a different guy?
I don't know.
They're all Democrats. I mean, they're all Democrats. I mean, you know, people, you know what? If Republicans were saying this, I'd switch parties. If I, you know, in fact, I don't belong to the Republican Party. I mean, I'm just saying this. If I just can't believe this. How can people with common sense? And I don't care. This goes across the boundaries of all political parties. That if you have people working on your property out there for 6 hours, you've got to let them come into your house and use your kitchen.
Yep. So, you know, I Erin Ryan and I were kind of joking via email about this, and she thought maybe what we ought to also do is provide them with aprons. And I thought that's a good idea. We could have them monogrammed to my savior, Tom Amiano, for without him, I'd have to eat a sandwich just like everybody else.
Wow. Hey, was there any part of yesterday morning that you felt heard? Did you feel like you were able to make any kind of a dent in the poll?
Yeah, I think we did. Certainly for, you know, I met with Jim Nielsen's staff and Jim Briefly and Doug LaMalva's staff, and we're kind of preaching to the choir when we're talking to those two guys. But it's my understanding that some headway was made with some of the Democratic legislators, certainly not with all of them. So we don't, and that was really strictly for SB 411 because at the time AB 889 was really not on the radar screen. We did drop off information about AB 889 and another bill, AB, it's either AB or SB, I lost it, I don't have it with me, 135, which is a good bill. It would actually allow facilities not connected to a hospital to open up a small hospice center of 26 beds or less.
Okay.
Which is certainly not, right. It's certainly not available right now. And that's a good thing. Right. And so we just, you know, we brought to their attention what we needed in SB 411 and to a lesser degree AB 889, but it's really going to take the public and those of you that are listening have relatives and friends that live in Democratic areas that they really need to listen to this. Tell your friends about them. Get them to write letters to their legislators about how we just don't need this kind of oversight.
Yeah. Well, just I tell you what, Jim, you and Sharon need to keep us updated on all this. So we appreciate your phone call.
Will do. Thanks much.
You bet. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to talk to David Cole. Now, this guy is He is the one that puts on the
This is really going to be an interesting Dave Cole conversation
here. Is an interesting guy, and he's going to be talking about these cooking shows out there at the RV
the
show.
The Iron Chef, the barbecue, and the Dutch oven. Don't want to go anywhere. You want to hear all about this when we come back. KCNR.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
I'm Curtis Byron of Siskiyou Insurance Services. I could sit here and tell you everything we do, but that's only part of the story. I sell insurance for pretty much everything you can imagine. I'm also your neighbor, and I was raised here. I went to Shasta Elementary, Shasta High, and Shasta College. I can proudly say this is my community and my home, just like you. You see, at Siskiyou Insurance Services, you aren't just dealing with an insurance agent, you're dealing with me, Curtis Byron. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 224-2345.
Get your tickets now for the Red Bluff Roundup.
Call 527-1000 or go online to redbluffroundup.com.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot, 7:25 in the morning. It's a busy morning. We've got a lot of things happening today. Linda's going to take over here and bring in David Cole. And then at 7:30, I believe we have Valerie Ing Miller. At 8 o'clock, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen is going to call. We're going to ask him about what Jim Robinson was talking about and a couple other things. Linda?
Good morning. Welcome to the program, David Cole.
How you doing? Hi, Linda. How are you doing?
Oh, great. Carl and I are looking so forward to this
participating as
judges is what we would be. I just think it's such an honor. Well, will you please share with our listeners, of course, we're talking about the boat, sport, and RV show, which is March 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, who you are and what your role is in the cook-off?
Well, I've been working with the show for at least 23 years as a distributor for Camp Chef, et cetera. And at one time, I approached the promoter, Ron Gillis, saying, we got to try and do some cook-offs. And as things turned out, that was a good direction. And we tried a few things, and we settled on pretty much doing the Iron Chef on Friday, Dutch Oven on Saturday, and a barbecue on Sunday.
Now, the Iron Chef on Friday, which is what Linda and I will be judging, is tell people about that. That's quite interesting.
Well, tomorrow I'll be picking up, I'll walk into a store and I'll come to see what's there, come up with an idea, a theme, if you will, and then I'll pick up the same groceries for this year. I think we've got at least 16, so you're not going to get off that easy.
16 then, participants?
Yeah, yeah.
So that means 16 teams.
I'm not 16, six teams, 16.
Six teams. Oh, 16. Okay, got it. 16.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to kill you off that, sir.
I mean, my gosh, I mean, it's like, you know, when we were with 10 teams, Linda and I had to be carted out in wheelbarrows.
So I was ready to buy a bottle of Beano, but you know, right now it's a two Beano trip. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so once the contest gets going and everybody shows up, at they'll get 30 minutes to look at their ingredients, and then they have an hour to come up with a recipe, cook their ingredients, and then present them to the judges at their drawn time.
So I was reading last night about what you can have in your pantry, and it's very simple as like butter or lard, brown sugar, salt and pepper, just your basic things. But from what the ingredients are that you give them, they have to create. Do they create a meal, or do they have to create like an appetizer, an entrees, or just a dish?
It's basically up to the individual teams. I usually go in with a couple of ideas, and I found that if the teams approach it the most simplest way, they've got a better chance versus trying to be too complicated.
Wow. And then so that's Friday, which is fabulous because, and that begins at what time? For our listeners who would like to maybe buy, tickets for each day because there's so much going on. Friday, the fair opens, fairgrounds open. At what time? Do we know about what time of day open? And then what time of the judging does the competition begin for the food?
Well, the show will open up noontime. And somewhere around 2 o'clock, we'll get in there and we'll try to adjust the time there a little bit to when we're going to do our starting times. And a lot of times depends on the teams, doing about 15 minutes per team for presentation. And get that to where that'll hit the media, the center of the show.
Okay. So, and we're, like I said, and then on Saturday they do the Dutch oven cook-off, and I can't tell you how delicious the food
That's
is on
memory.
That. And then Sunday, the barbecue. But the big thing is everybody that, you know, just have a great time out there at the, at our boat sport and RV show. And this is just one part of it, but it's a great part. And we enjoy participating in this. So, David, thank you so much.
Yeah, well, you know, you might add, too, that if you have camping questions, outdoor cooking questions, especially with the Dutch oven, this is a place to come down and talk and interact with all the teams because they are a load of information. They've got groups, that they do dogs with, Dutch oven gatherings, and it's a source of information.
David, it's fantastic, and every year that we have judged, we just brag about it all year long because it really is a spectacular event. And the fact is, like you said, you can interact, and you can actually, a lot of people, when it's left over, they can taste it. So you can come to the fair and have some of the things that are made. We're going to have to go now. David Cole, thank you so much. We're going to be out there this weekend for the Boat, Port, and RV Show at Anderson Fairgrounds. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street is kicking off the trading day in a sea of green after some better-than-expected news on the U.S. economy lifted stocks. Efforts by European banks to stabilize the Eurozone's financial system is also boosting the markets. At around 10 a.m. Eastern, markets are up across the board. During the final months of last year, the economy expanded at its fastest pace in a year and a half. Fourth quarter GDP was revised higher to an annual rate of 3%, its fastest pace since the second quarter of 2010. The growth estimate was revised higher thanks in part to an increase in both consumers and business spending. And First Solar is under fire after reporting disappointing fourth quarter results. The company fell short of Wall Street's expectations on both earnings and revenue. First Solar also announced plans to reduce some of its operations as well as cut its top and bottom line forecasts for the year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
They employ much of the world's workforce, contribute a great deal to the global GDP. Look out your window and you'll see a bunch of them. Building, collaborating, innovating. Some call them mid-sized businesses, but there's nothing mid about them. They're engines, and we'd like to introduce them to you. IBM and the Good Company Project are proud to present some of the most inspired mid-sized companies and their business partners, helping to build a smarter planet. Get to know these engines by visiting facebook.com/midmarketIBM. Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Win your share of over $1,000. Come and play in the $1,000 add-on Monte Carlo tournament at Wind River Casino on Saturday, March 24th at 2 p.m. in the 21 pit. $1,000 is added to the payouts. $20 buy-in gets you $5,000 in chips. Pays out the top six overall scores. For more information, log on to windriver.com. Or better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river. Make every fourth Friday of the month a fantastic Friday at Wind River Casino and play in our $10,000 guaranteed cash slot tournament at 6 p.m. Entry fee is only $50, plus $5 free slot play for all. First through 10th win cash. First place guarantees $5,000 cash. 11th through 20th win $100 free slot play. Mark your calendar for the $10,000 fantastic Friday slot tournament every fourth Friday. For details, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Here we have a rare treat, the keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads long distances using minimal natural resources, her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move one ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:35 in the morning. The last day of February. It's a leap year, so you won't see this day again for 4 years. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And get into our chat room as Sunny and Indy and Angel and John and others have. Also, we are going live stream. .com/Free Fire Radio, so you can see us, our guest, Bad Bob, occasionally when we make him move. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Special, special, special coffees on sale through the end of today. 16 ounces of truffle mocha or white mocha for $3. All types of coffee and teas available. Their finest walk-in humidor in the state with all different types of cigars on sale. Just go in there and ask. And also, they're collecting older damaged American flags. If you've got one of those, then they will take care of that. If you don't quite sure what to do with a damaged flag, you know, it's old, it's frayed, take it down to Tobacco and Brew. They have discounts for veterans, and they support our community. Not only do they support our community, but they will meet or beat any other tobacco prices in this town. And they are a local company. There are local people here that have supported our community for 35 years. Think about that when you make that decision. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Currently 39 degrees in the downtown studios here at KCNR. Looks like we're going to have 80% chance of showers today. There's going to be wind gusts up to 21 miles per hour, so be careful out there. And tonight we are going to have rain again with lows, temperatures getting to be around 36. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Now, coming up in this next segment, one of my favorite people, Valerie Ng Miller. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Of course, from the Cascade Theater and Jefferson Public Radio, which is owner of the Cascade Theater.
Owner-operator. A manager of our
Can I buy a
jewel.
Seat there?
Yeah, well, you know, you probably still could. You could still
can
get
Can I buy
your,
a seat there?
You probably still can, yeah.
Yeah. One,
I think there's
one
a
where
few.
I can sit all the time
yeah.
in that one seat.
Actually, yeah, we have
can
a program
that?
For that. You know, we're a nonprofit organization. We have yeah. any way you want to give us money, we got a way to make it happen.
And it's got to be this seat that I can sit in. So that anytime I decide yeah. I want to go to this and I buy a ticket, mm-hmm. that's my seat.
Yeah, we
And
do
you
have
all
that.
Have to, you can't sell that seat.
Yep, that's right.
I'm serious.
We do have that program.
I
no,
want to sit
I'm
on the
too.
Aisle, on the aisle where I can get up uh-huh. and slink out in uh-huh. case it's something going on. You know,
yes.
I have to go to the bathroom or something.
Yeah, you only can't have. There's a couple of people who have their very own seats already, and you can't
Ready.
Have that one.
Can't have those.
You can't have those because they beat you to it. But there's a select few VIPs that have that,
oh.
and you can be one of them.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Well, moving along here,
oh,
I want to
I'm
share,
sorry, did I talk?
I want to share with the fact that, well, at least, you know, do you have more information about leap year?
Hey, at least you're interested in talking
absolutely.
About entertainment.
So,
it's bisextile this
fact,
year, which means is that women can ask, today, women can ask men to marry them.
Women can ask men to marry them any
see,
day
See, that's
year.
What I thought.
But
you
traditionally,
know.
This started back in the 12th century in, I guess, if you were listening, in, was it Ireland?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
It was Ireland.
Wanted to share with you that we went to the symphony on Sunday.
Yes.
And the North State Symphony at the Cascade Theater. And it was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Just one of the most wonderful experiences ever for me.
They're a top-notch group.
Well, and yeah. then at the Cascade Theater. Mm-hmm. How wonderful with the acoustics. It was just, it was absolutely beautiful. And then to hear Kyle Pickett talk about, to listen to his, before the program, before the symphony actually played, some history on the 7th Symphony of Beethoven.
See, that's the thing that makes classical music come alive for me, and I hope for my listeners too, is bringing it to your reality by telling you about what was happening behind the scenes, about the life of the composer when they were writing that piece of music, or what was happening in the world at that time politically. You know, for Beethoven, politics played a big part in, for example, who he dedicated some of his symphonies to, the Emperor Concerto, where he crossed off Napoleon's name, you know, because he was so angry at him. So that is what makes it amazing and,
it's a
and
way
interesting
of,
for me.
For a musician at that particular point or composer to protest in their own right.
Yeah. There's a lot. I mean, there's one of my favorite composers wrote a piece of music in order to meet this woman that he had his eyes on. And she was a harpist and he was a violinist. So he wrote a sonata for harp and violin so that he could get closer to her. And they performed a concert together. So they had to rehearse. And by the time they played that concert, they were engaged. And
that's romantic.
He is the most romantic composer of all time. Louis Spohr.
Louis Spohr, and
yeah.
you're the ones who, you know, Valerie Ng Miller, if you love classical music, what time are you, do you actually, you
on the air, what am I on the air? Noon to four, weekdays.
Noon to four.
You know what, though? The wind took us off the air last night. We haven't fixed our signal yet, so we're not on the air right now here.
Well, we were talking about that. We had a little problem with our chat pack, and I think, you know, people just had to reconnect and reconnect.
Yeah. We're all totally off the air. All three stations of JPR are off the air this morning. I just checked on the way in. We were on the air last night when we had the 65-mile-an-hour winds. But
wow. It's just interesting. That happens sometimes up at Mount Bali, some of the connecting towers up there.
Yep.
We're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we're with Valerie Miller.
And we can talk about some more classical music coming live.
And we're going to have tickets that we're going to give away and talk about what's happening at the Cascade. This is our outreach here. We love this. And we know you that are listening this morning love to get these tickets and attend these concerts. We're going to hear about what's coming up. We'll be right back after these messages on KCNR 1460. month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Wait. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:45 in the morning.
Commercial time, Carl!
February 29th. Leap year. This is the only time they said I could talk for the last 45 minutes. I can do the ads. I can do our live reads of people that because it means a lot to us.
Hurry up. We have tickets to give away.
And but this is my only chance to talk, so I just thought
Carl,
I'd kind of drag it out.
It's 2-2 in here, and we're hopelessly outnumbered.
You're going to get your rant.
R&B sharpening. Bob and Judy. Been in there since November 20th, 1985. Sit down. This is going to be a long story. No.
Great.
If you've got anything that needs to be sharpened, you take it to R&B. And I tell you what, as many people have, if you've got a knife or a set of knives, that's a great, you know, that's a great present for your wife to have them sharpened. Just tell her so that if she's, you know, if she does take a swing at you with one, and this time it might cut. But if you've got saws, knives, router bits, shapers, chainsaws, go down there. They are, you know what, they do such great work. And bandsaw blades, they will make them to order while you wait. Go down to R&B Sharpening at 6915 East Side Road in Anderson, or give them a call at 530-365-1479. That's R&B Sharpening. Local people doing great work.
Well, there you go. If you have a set of knives, get it done. Or is it get her done? Okay, welcome back, Valerie Ing Miller from Jefferson Public Radio, the Cascade Theater.
Yeah.
Tell us what's happening with the season.
Well, we talked about the fact that there's a lot of great classical music at the Cascade, and there's going to be more this weekend with composer, pedagogue, which means teacher, Dwayne Hampton, who actually is a he's such a great romantic.
Dwayne Hampton,
who is a very internationally renowned, very respected piano teacher.
Yes.
He is also a very great composer for piano music, and he is bringing his students together from around the world, actually, for one night every year to play a concert of piano music at the Cascade Theater, and that just happens to be this weekend, this Sunday. It's going to happen. It's an annual concert. And this, what makes this concert special this year is that, first of all, a lot of Hampton compositions are going to be performed, but also his students are going to be performing some of their own compositions.
Mm.
What I really like, so I've heard a number of these works, what I really like about them is that they're very accessible. And what I mean by that is that they're not modern, contemporary, kind of disjointed sounding classical piano works. They're very romantic sounding. So they're a little, some people would say old-fashioned, but I think it's what's appealing. I think that sound, that romantic quality.
And he's a Steinway, from what I understand. He is sanctioned by Steinway. It's a very, he only plays Steinway.
I don't think so.
Okay, I guess maybe I've gotten confused with somebody else that I thought that.
Well, he might have a Steinway. He may be a Steinway artist, but I don't think that they play on a Steinway at the Cascade. But then again, it's not Dwayne himself playing; it's his students.
Okay, but Dwayne Hampton on. And now, what day is that?
This is Saturday night.
Okay,
at 7:30,
Saturday night.
And I mean, there are going to be Sam Knight, Jonathan Adams, Matthew Adams, Kevin Woodruff, Tanya Plesia. Some amazing art, Nathaniel Bell, who is probably about 15 or 16 years old and has been playing for years. He'll be there. And there is a new CD that they've put out of Romantic Classics, Dwayne Hampton compositions that are performed by his students that will be, it's coming out, and it's a joint JPR Cascade Theater Dwayne Hampton production, and that is coming out that night. So a brand new CD as well.
So that's wonderful. And we've got a couple tickets to give away for Saturday night's performance. Again, if you love piano concertos and you love to hear accomplished pianists, something that's your passion, Valerie has brought two tickets to give away for Saturday's performance, 7:30 p.m. Cascade Theater. It's the Dwayne Hampton and his students in concert. Give us a call here, 605-4567. And what else do we have? Oh, you know what else you brought?
Mm-hmm.
My first concert at the Cascade Theater was to see this group.
Really?
Yes.
Ladysmith Black Mambazo.
Yes.
They're coming back for a third helping of Reading, and they'll be here Sunday night.
Bob, those tickets are for Dwayne Hampton. That's the tickets that you're giving away now are for the tickets for Saturday night.
Saturday night, that's right. And then on Sunday night, Ladysmith Black Mambazo will be here. Amazing group. They always put on just a wonderful show. And I love the way that they make their rhythms without any help from any band. They're just amazing men from Africa.
And they have women, too. Don't they? Okay.
You never know. They might switch it up this year.
You know what? It might have been. You know what? I'm confused. But I have seen them before, and perhaps I saw them. But they are a spectacular concert to go see.
You know who else is coming that I know you will remember?
Congratulations, Roberta. You won the Dwayne Hampton tickets. We'll have those at the front desk for you. But go ahead, please.
It's not in the catalog, but our last a couple of shows that we added last minute, Peter Frampton. Yeah, I was going to tell you earlier that that's one of the shows I'm really, really excited about is Frampton, because I loved Frampton.
He's playing Unplugged.
I'm not sure. He might be playing Plugged. I don't really know.
Oh, because he lives in Nashville, and he used to do a lot of Unplugged concerts.
I think your husband would like to say something.
Well, say something.
Hey, you know, in the next hour, I'm going to give away some tickets to the gun show.
Okay. Excellent. Hey, I've got a new gun I was going to show you in the car.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my boyfriend wanted to buy me a gun for Christmas, so I let him buy me a baseball bat instead. I got it in the car.
That's got good reach.
Keep it with me.
Yeah, that's got good reach. Yeah, you get that 250-pound meth head that comes in. That's going to be a lot of help.
My thoughts exactly.
Well, you know, here's the reality. We talked about that the other night on the spot with Linda Bott about that. You know,
when I come on to Jefferson Public Radio and talk about the virtues of carrying a concealed weapon?
And actually having to just know the responsibility factor of it.
Why don't you come on down right now? I'll put you on because we're off the air for the next couple of hours. But you come on and talk all you want.
See, this is perfect. Jefferson Public Radio comes on our show because we love you guys. We believe in what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I say, hey, let me come on and talk about guns on Jefferson Public Radio. It's like, we got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our home loan center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Reading Breakfast Lions Club's 30th Annual Gun, Antique, and Collectible Show is this Saturday and Sunday at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All proceeds go to local youth and charitable programs. Over 150 vendors with approximately 300 tables displaying guns, antiques, and collectibles, and unique historical and educational displays. This year, the special historical exhibit is Kilroy World War II Living History Displays of German and Allied Materials. The NorCal Veterans Historical Association will be there with their helicopter and Vietnam and Gulf War area memorabilia. You'll be able to buy, sell, trade, or just browse at 200 years of historical items. The show opens at 9 a.m. both Saturday and Sunday. Admission is $6 for adults. Children under 12 are free. Don't miss it. The Reading Breakfast Lions Club's 30th Annual Gun, Antique, and Collectible Show at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Doors open at 9 a.m. both days this weekend.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jazrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
North State Living, it's a good life forged by generations of determined, hardworking, independent pioneers and patriots like you. At Scott Valley Bank, we know when we work together, we make our good life better. We stand by our customers, strong, trustworthy, and proud, powered by their hopes and dreams, ready for the next challenge. Discover the Scott Valley Bank Advantage today, serving Reading at 185 Hartnell across from Raley's. Scott Valley Bank, locals helping locals since 1858, member FDIC.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning! 39 degrees here on KCNR1460.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Right off of Market Street at 3208 South Market Street. Jeff Wurst is a great guy. He will fix your windshield, whether it's a little ding from a rock or a crack up to 24 inches long. He can fix it. He guarantees his work. He's a veteran. He does great work. Jeff Wurst, 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373. Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Last time you'll hear me.
Stay with us here. We're talking to Valerie Miller, who runs Jefferson Public Radio, as well as they own the Cascade Theater, which is our favorite place to go. And you're here once a month to talk about concerts that are going on.
And there's more, you know.
Oh,
there
okay. So let's talk about the month of March.
Okay. So I think I have almost covered what's going on in March. With a touch of classical piano and Ladysmith Block Mambazo this weekend, and then Peter Frampton. I think that's about it. But then we do have coming up in April, at the end of March and the beginning of April, actually, is we've got Kenny Rogers coming up, and we also have Hairspray the Musical.
Oh,
that's going to be fun.
Kenny Rogers?
Yeah.
Is he still? I didn't know he still was touring like that.
Well, this may be his last tour.
Oh, is that right?
If you read the tabloid.
He's had some health
issues.
Yeah,
that's what I thought that he had. Yeah, that's what I was.
But
look at Merle. Merle looks like he goes out every year, and he still manages. Yep. I mean, he put on some great shows.
He's still doing it. And also that can be a big marketing tool for promoters, is to try to capitalize on the health issues to try to scare people into thinking that this might be their last tour, so that everybody rushes out to see them. So I don't really take a whole lot of stock into what I see on the front page of the Star or the National Enquirer.
I agree with you. So Sunday, March 4th.
That's this weekend.
You know, how fun. You know, this is what you could do. You can go to, we're going to be giving tickets away in the second hour that have to do with some weekend activities. But right, like, now let's focus on the Sunday evening.
Uh-huh.
Lady Smith.
Lady Smith.
Tell us about this group
again.
Do you
remember when Paul Simon came out with his Graceland album? And that wonderful, wonderful group of South African vocalists.
Boom, boom.
Yeah, what was the name of that song?
Homeless.
Yeah.
Well, they did that one, though.
Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes.
No, yeah. I'm talking about Garfinkel or Simon when he did that one with
killer bass line in there too.
Yeah.
Did a little. Yeah. So that's who they are.
Yeah, Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes, and from the Graceland album. Those were some of the big ones. And he had Ladysmith Black Mambazo with him on that whole album, and that was the most amazing album I think I had heard in the 80s.
So they're coming to the Cascade on Sunday, mm-hmm. and we are giving two tickets away. Mm-hmm. Does somebody just call thinking we're giving those tickets away?
No. Oh, I don't know.
We have two tickets away for Sunday evening for, of course, for generous. You always come with generous giving, with generous gifts.
By the way, somebody sent in a message a little bit ago asking how long I had been at JPR, and it's going to be 10 years.
Congrats. Are you going to have a party?
10 years this time. I don't know.
You've always been so long about it.
But you do such a great job.
Yeah.
And that was the comment that came in, what a great job you did.
Thank you.
Oh.
Okay, so now we have two tickets, and thank you for calling.
For Dwayne Hampton again.
Yeah, because she said she cannot use the tickets. So I'll tell you what we've got. What we're going to do here in this next 4 minutes is that we're going to take the first two callers. You've got a choice between the Dwayne Hampton Saturday night concert and the Sunday night concert. Call us and let us know which ones that you would like. And we'd like to just make sure that our listeners here at KCNR 1460 have their weekends taken care of. Any closing thoughts here, Valerie? We've got about a minute left.
Well, we're putting together our next season, and it's going to be great. We're working really hard. And one of the great things is that it's turned out that with the convention center, with the Civic, taken over by Bethel Church, they have worked really hard to try to get the Civic booked with a lot of events. That has benefited the Cascade Theater with a lot of things coming our way that maybe would have gone to the Civic at one time, but it looks like what the end result has been is a lot more activities for people to do in Reading at both venues.
Fabulous. They have like 120 booked down there at the Civic Auditorium. Yeah. You have great stuff, of course, at Cascade. Yeah. There's something to do every weekend around here.
And one of the things that we've done over the last year is that we've gotten more and more kind of bargaining power with some of the great shows we've done, and so we're actually getting bigger and bigger names at the
Cascade.
And
they're routing through, so why not come through Reading? We have a hungry audience.
Yeah, it's become a great destination. We've got a good reputation for treating artists right. And
absolutely.
I hate to break in, ladies, but
Valerie Miller,
Public Radio. Hey, when we come back, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen will be our guest.
Okay. And you can get tickets, by the way, to the Cascade shows at cascadetheater.org.
There you go.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Wanting our food, North Korea is making concessions with its nukes. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz has details live at the White House.
In a hopeful sign, North Korea agreed to return to nuclear talks delayed by the death of the late ruler Kim Jong-il. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton announcing the breakthrough on Capitol Hill this morning.
Today's announcement represents a modest first step in the right direction.
In return for food aid, the Communist North agreeing to suspend nuclear activities and long-range missile tests, even allow in international atomic energy inspectors. All of those preconditions to restarting multinational talks on disarmament and aid. U.S. officials officials say they will now work to finalize a 240,000 metric ton food aid package for North Korea. Dave?
Mike, Egypt has set a May date for its first presidential election since Hosni Mubarak was ousted last year. He will be sentenced in June, facing the death penalty for the killings of protesters. The UN's humanitarian chief has again been denied entry into Syria amid the regime's crackdown on an uprising that has reportedly killed thousands of civilians. Nasty storms have hit the Midwest. Three people killed in Illinois. In Missouri,
fast-moving storms from a possible tornado left one person dead in Buffalo, north of Springfield, overnight.
Jason Reimer with Fox affiliate KTTS.
Nearly a dozen people were hurt in the Branson area, many of them trapped in their homes after storms heavily damaged several theaters in the country music mecca.
And a tornado injured 11 in Kansas. The morning after winning the Michigan and Arizona Republican primaries, Mitt Romney says,
people who said that the economy and jobs were their number one issue, they voted for me overwhelmingly.
Rallying in Toledo, Ohio, one of 10 states voting on Super Tuesday next week. Rick Santorum will campaign in Tennessee today. Newt Gingrich is in Georgia.
We need a vision of how to get this economy growing again.
Now, the economy grew more than first thought at the end of last year. Fourth quarter growth revised up to 3%. On Wall Street, the Dow is higher as well. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I know I don't think about my battery power too much. That is until I have 5% of battery life left with no power outlet in sight. Panic mode sets in. It isn't pretty. That's why you need the HP Folio. It's the thin and light business ultrabook with up to 9.5 hours of battery life, and it's inspired by Intel and powered by the Intel Core i5 processor. Buy direct at hp.com/folio. Battery life will vary depending on model configuration, applications, features, use, wireless functionality, and power settings. Maximum capacity the battery will decrease with time and usage. See hp.com/folio.
My daughter swims like she's part fish, but when she developed asthma, I worried she wouldn't be able to do the things she loves. There were lots of specialists, lots of advice. Without United Healthcare, I couldn't keep track of it all. United Healthcare has tools to help her pediatrician coordinate her care, so everyone works as a team.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Now we both breathe easier.
Well, stocks are moving lower now on Wall Street. The Dow down about 40 points. Gas is moving higher, though up a penny today. The head of the Fed is a little more optimistic about the economy. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
In his twice-a-year report to Congress, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke points out some better-than-expected news in the labor market.
Private payroll employment has increased by 165,000 jobs per month on average since the middle of last year.
But that brisk pace, Bernanke predicts, is unlikely to continue, and the economy still has a long way to go.
The fundamentals that support spending continue to be weak. Real household income and wealth were flat in 2011, and access to credit remains restricted.
And it's for that reason, Bernanke says, the Fed is sticking with its plan to hold interest rates at record low levels until at least late 2014, Dave.
Jared, the day after Senator Olympia Snowe said she won't run for re-election this year, a House Republican says he won't either. David Dreyer of California.
We all know that this institution has an abysmally low approval rating, and the American people are asking for change in Congress.
Faculty and staff are back at school in Chardon, Ohio, but regular classes won't resume until Friday, following Monday's shooting at the high school that left three students dead and two wounded.
The governor of Ohio, John Kasich, urging the community to support the victims' families.
It's about reaching out to people who you never thought about reaching out to before.
Meanwhile, the alleged shooter, T.J. Lane, appeared in court saying little. He has admitted to bringing a .22 caliber pistol and a knife to school and shooting off 10 rounds in the school cafeteria. A prosecutor has described him as unwell. Prosecutors have until Thursday to bring charges and are expected to ask that Lane be charged as an adult. Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
A killer will be killed in Arizona. The U.S. Supreme Court refusing to stay Robert Mormon's execution, paving the way for him to get the lethal injection next hour. He killed his adoptive mother 28 years ago. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and calling about 8:05 in the morning on February the 29th, leap year. Won't see this again for a while. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Get into our chat room. I'm looking in there, Phil and Angel and Sun Gold and Indy and several others. Also, we're going out on over video, livestream.com/freefireradio. And you can take a look at us, see what's going on in here in our madness. We're going to have Assemblyman Jim Nielsen is on the other line, but we're going to talk first to our Wells Fargo Minute with Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 41 points at 12,963. The S&P 500 is down 3 at 1368. And the NASDAQ is negative 8 at 2977. Active stocks today include JPMorgan Chase up 24 cents at $39.45. And Pfizer down 6 cents at $21.16. Stocks of local interest, Pacific Gas and Electric is down 6 cents at $41.61, and Bank of Commerce is up 4 cents at $3.99. Turning to the bond market, we're finding lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield down to 1.98%. Over in the commodity markets, we are finding crude oil is trading down 3 cents at $106.52. Silver is down 46 cents at $36.74, and gold is down $20.30 at $17.68.10. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, Kathy, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors at 710, 810, and 906 in the morning. They are located out on Park Marina Drive, and they give us that update Monday through Friday. When we come back, our guest is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, and we're going to take a quick break now and come back so we have a little more time to spend with the Assemblyman. And we're going to be addressing, of course, what's going on in Sacramento. And for the Assemblyman Nielsen, our front page of the paper today says that a fired federal advisor files whistleblower complaint saying is that they spun the science that said taking the four dams down on the Klamath and on the Klamath River, and it's interesting that what he's saying. And so I'd like to address that with what everybody's saying about removal of dams up there. So we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Sarabella Home, the place for all your home and garden decor. From the moment you enter, you'll see amazing treasures and unique gifts for any and all budgets. Sarabella Home also features local artisans with one-of-a-kind items. They also offer fresh floral services for weddings and special events with over 11 years of floral experience. Sarabella Home, 605-0708 in the Mistletoe Plaza just down from Carmona's. Sarabella Home, let our home inspire yours.
Cowboy Open Party Down.
It is 3-day rodeo in the country. April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Get your tickets now for the Red Bluff Roundup.
Call 527-1000 or go online to redbluffroundup.com.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:09 in the morning. Linda and I are here. Our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com. Our guest is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, Free Fire Radio, and talking about the whistleblower. Government ever manipulating and prevaricating? Well, my goodness, could not be. Could it ever?
Well, you know what? What I find somewhat amusing is that when Salazar was up here, he was really strong on taking those dams down. He said, "Oh, I haven't made up my mind yet," but everything you said was like, let's just, you know, it was like he had a pick in his hand to run out there and start knocking them down. And then this federal, this whistleblower comes up, or this federal scientist, says, hey, wait a minute. You know, the science they're using here has been spun a little bit. And then he gets fired.
It always is spun by the agencies of government to justify their conclusions. It's dismaying. I've argued against it from the get-go as far as those dams were concerned, that was overblown and concocted science. And here is a man on the inside who verifies those suspicions. It's really sad, though, to see that that happens in the agencies of government. The Department of Fish and Game's doing it every day.
You know, Jim, I have been a very non-political person most of my life. Apolitical, because I've been in the service for such a long time, and then I lived in other countries, and I'd read the papers, and I'd look, and I'd vote all the time, but I was very, really non-political. And since coming up here and getting involved in radio and having so many people and so much input coming in, I just find it such a surprise to me that so much is going on with falsities and it's spin this. So hey, let's take a little bit more from you over here, and that the government has just gotten tremendously powerful and reaching right down into our lives.
Well, I want to get on realignment in a minute, and that's even a greater example of this intrusion that's now costing us our life, literally. In this particular case, though, I think that helps us stem the tide of those dams removed. I've always predicted that I thought possibly we could stop that. And I think that this only lends to our case. And Salazar backtracking, delaying his decision, so to speak, is some indication. Now, part of that's no small measure, the fact that Republicans are in control of Congress and they're saying no. And thank goodness that they are. And then I think that the people have been very, very vocal here. And I think that's given us some purchase and leverage. I certainly know that that righteous outrage up in the North State has been helpful for me fighting the good fight down here in Sacramento.
Well, I think so. That when you start talking about this, and every time something like this happens, and then you have to question the other things you're saying.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But realignment. We talked to we've been talking to the. Of course, Rob Pelletti, our police chief here, he's on once a month for an update. Plus, we talk to him in between, and then of course Sheriff Tom Basenko, who's here, and literally arresting people. What Rob Pelletti said was we've arrested 120 people, 350 or 360 times since December, same people.
Well, I just was in a long interview on Channel 7, San Francisco, KGO, about an incident in Santa Rosa, a sex offender. Who formerly under the board that I headed, the Board of Prison Terms, for his violation behavior would have been back in custody 1 year with no credit, was under the new realignment. He spent just 90 days in custody. 90 days in custody. In other words, he got 180, but you get 50% good time credit for doing nothing, for not doing good time. He got out. What did he do? They've got it on a video in a Walmart, the behavior that I don't even want to describe on the radio to you folks, to young girls. So he gets busted. He goes back in for the short term again, comes back out, and immediately does it again. And then, chillingly, and this is my experience because as head of the Board of Prison Terms, I've heard thousands of cases like this, he's interviewed by the reporter. And absolutely no remorse, no recognition that anything that he had done had been wrong, that he rather was the victim, that he couldn't go anywhere because there were little girls everywhere, and he couldn't even go out of his house. How terrible. The absurdity of this, and to have the agencies of government, and that means the state legislators who voted for AB 109 and the governor and his administration who are pushing AB 109, and releasing these, what I've called the term, the 109ers. The 49ers made this a great state, and the 109ers are destroying our citizens. They're out here roaming around, and now there's blood on the streets. And Carl, you've heard me predict this, for 2 years. And I am absolutely sad to be prophetic about it. It's a tragedy. And only when the public gets mad enough will the outrage turn this legislature around so we can repeal AB 109 and come up with something that works, that does not compromise justice and public safety. And it's now a cost to us. I just got a communication from one of the hospitals. I've been predicting that these inmates and parolees are going to be dumped on our health care institutions. They are now, and the state's not wanting to pay. They come bringing them in to the door, dumping them in the hospital, in the emergency room, and then the state doesn't want to pay.
Well, it's not a surprise. I mean, we talked to a retired prison guard, a management in management. He talks about the surgeon that's there at San Quentin about the what was it a $400 million hospital built or you know $100 million hospital built in the walls of San Quentin, and that the head surgeon there never operates but gets paid you know well over $250,000 a year not to operate just to send them out to other ones. I mean just I mean it the amount of money being spent on our prison system and this $50,000 a year per prisoner. They were talking about so okay now they because of bad decisions made by various entities down there in Sacramento. But now so let's let the counties take care of it and then start dumping them on the counties, but not pay them for it. I mean, it's ridiculous.
There's an additional component to it. I have argued that the lawsuits that have affected the state prison system, the inmate lawsuits about health care and everything else, how you conduct hearings, et cetera, due process stuff, was going to come marching right on out into the counties. Now it has. They've already sued Fresno County. And Sheriff Pasenko cannot provide in his jail that which is provided in state prison. So now these so-called long-term or short-term inmates, 3-, 4-, 5-year guys that are going to be staying in the county rather than come to state prison, now the inmate advocates will be suing our county jail saying, well, no, you have to have greater exercise yards. You have to have treatment facilities. You have to have health care like the CDCR provides in your local jail. And I'll guarantee you the state's not going to offer to pay one bit of that to the county.
You know, you're right. You're right. I mean, I never even thought of that one. And that once you start putting in people in jail longer than 60 days or 80 days or 180 days or even up to a year, as soon as you start putting them in there for 3 to 5, then they fall under this thing about, oh, they need an exercise yard. They need this kind of medical care. Long, you know, I mean, if you've got a dental problem, then we're just going to make sure that all your teeth are ready by the time you leave.
Oh, and everything else, sex change operations or whatever else that are not being done in prisons are going to come to visit our local jails. Well, you know, let's shift just a second to what is the answer to this? You know, we were bemoaning it and talking about the tragedies that are now coming visiting all of our citizens in our communities, but it is time now for the public outrage across California. And just as with the fire tax, which we should talk a bit about, the folks up here don't need to call Doug LaMalfa and I. You know, we're leading the fight. But call your friends and neighbors and family and people that you know around the state of California and talk with them about this tragedy and indicate to them to get in and knock on the doors of their local legislators and visit them in their offices, in their districts, and really complain about it. Only when the public outrage is sufficient and enough people have been victimized will there be the resolve in the state legislature and in the Governor Brown's administration to say, whoa, stop this thing. Let's start all over again. Come up with something that protects justice and public safety but does accomplish the purpose, and it can be done. It can be done. It does not have to be done by dumping everybody in our communities, on our citizens, and on our counties and cities.
Have the Republicans side of the aisle tried to put out a bill or anything to try and fix this? And I know that, and what I've talked before, is that a lot of times bills don't even get out of committee.
Well, the answer is yes. I have proposed literally for years, even during my many years at the Board of Prison Terms, solutions that would have co-opted all of this. In other words, that we would not have had these lawsuits and these problems. I won't even bore you with the details, but one of them is kind of a delightful, perversely delightful story. 7 years ago, I did a study with the Office of Managed Care to create an HMO concept of medicine for the inmates in state prison. Had that passed and been affected by CDCR, and two administrations, well, actually three administrations have resisted it, then at the least the level of care would have been capped so a federal receiver couldn't say health care for inmates is whatever I say it will be and whatever it costs you will pay and I'll back a dump truck to your treasury to pay for it. That would have helped. But a very good idea. And I kept pushing it year after year with absolute no success. CDCR stonewalled it completely. Then it gets interesting. A little over a year ago, the University of California got interested in the concept because they would thought that maybe they're teaching hospitals, it would be helpful for them to provide some of this care. So their brief interest in it and the fact that there was a spark of interest in the administration disposed me put in a bill, legislation. Well, in the Assembly Committee, I did get the bill out, but it was nothing more than a study. So when you want to kill something, you can either outright kill it or you study it. Well, then it gets over to the Senate, and they outright killed the bill in committee over there. Well, the irony, I'm on the Budget Conference Committee, and the chairman of the conference, or the vice chairman of the conference committee, who I served there with, a nice, I like the guy, but who had killed that bill the day before, I came and handed him a letter as we begin to convene our conference committee. It was a letter from the federal receiver who said, I'm going ahead with an HMO for pharmaceutical formulary in the prisons. And I handed him that, and I said, well, you killed my bill, but guess what? We don't need my bill. The federal receiver is doing it anyway. Why are good solutions rejected, fought? I don't understand it. But, yes, we've proposed many. The idea of realignment, yeah. It has some merit, but you can't just dump parole and meld it into probation. They're two completely separate systems and concepts, and the abject misunderstanding or ignorance of it by legislators and policymakers is astounding.
Hey, Jim, we got to take a break here. We're like 3 or 4 minutes over. Let us take a quick break. Our guest is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. We're talking about, of course, the realignment and the cost of that. Jim, we come back and we finish with that. But another, we got an update on the home care bill and a new bill that's being reintroduced, 889 or something, that says you have to give babysitters a 15-minute break and also allow people in your house to cook lunch. If they work at your place.
And I get upset over it.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll be talking about, we've got a number of other things we need to talk about, too. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. It's 8:22 in the morning, February the 29th. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm Curtis Byron of Siskiyou Insurance Services. I could sit here and tell you everything we do, but that's only part of the story. I sell insurance for pretty much everything you can imagine. I'm also your neighbor, and I was raised here. I went to Shasta Elementary, Shasta High, and Shasta College. I can proudly say this is my community and my home, just like you. You see, at Siskiyou Insurance Services, you aren't just dealing with an insurance agent, you're dealing with me, Curtis Byron. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 224-2345.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Jeff Skaggs with Northern California Notary Services. How long have you known Barb White and been bringing your vehicles to CARS?
Since I started my business, Northern Business Associates.
Since 2006, you bring your cars in for what kind of services?
You know, I bring my car in for everything. In my business, I have to have my car or I don't have a business. I like the fact that I can bring my car in, have the concierge service, so I can drop my car off and get a ride back to my office, and I don't have to worry about it. The biggest thing is trust. I know that they're going to take care of it.
That's great. Thank you. And what would you say is the hallmark of CARS?
It's the trust in the service. I can take my car in. They'll call me, let me know what needs to be done. They'll take care of it and get it back to me that day.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends?
I always refer people to CARS. It's a matter of just somebody that I trust to take care of my vehicle.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Please join MOA for lunch at their monthly second Tuesday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and about. We're having a little problems with our computer this morning. Seems like it keeps updating on us.
Well, you know, when you have winds like we had last night, things, you know, affect computers. Currently 40 degrees downtown at the KCNR studios. We're going to have 80% chance of showers today with our temperatures getting to be around 46. Rain and snow likely tonight. In fact, I just, Valerie Ing Miller, who was just in here, said that she got a text from Brookings. It's snowing. And Brookings,
yeah, and we just
our favorite beach in the whole world, Smith River.
Yeah, and Valerie is on the chat pack, and her husband's calling in. He's in Cottonwood, over an inch and over an inch of hail on the roads out there.
Oh,
so
okay.
Stand by and be careful out there, my friends. You know, it's dangerous, and so watch how you're driving. So, okay, our guest is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program.
Raring to go. Yes, yes, let's talk about more excesses of government that are going to manage our lives and our children.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, we have a caller on the line, I believe. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
You have a question for the Assemblyman.
Well, actually, I didn't. I thought he was through, but I would like to say good morning to Jim, and I hope things are being activated in Sacramento that are going to lead to some solutions with this redistribution of prisoners into our community. I understand that he's run into tremendous resistance from the opposition, the Democrats and the loyalists to the situation. But I'd like to know what is being done by he and Doug to lead this charge that to correct this problem. And I know about the resistance, but we need some legislation. We'll push it. All we need to do is have some direction.
Well, that is the kind of the call to action. To call to your friends and neighbors or the family all around the state of California and tell them that this is an impending disaster and to contact their local legislators only when enough legislators and people in the Brown administration get concerned about this and recognize that it's a serious problem, probably the most serious problem in California today, far exceeding the problems of the budget, then we can turn it around. There are the answers, and I was just a minute ago talking about some of those proposed solutions.
But
we've got
to
have
the
will, and that will does not exist here today. It's ostrich head in the sand. Everything's just fine. In fact, CDCR is sending SWAT teams out into the communities trying to convince local law enforcement that this is a good deal and it's working and that they're there to help.
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
It's just, you know what, it's not working. But, you know, and they're trying. You know, the recidivism rate, of course, is horrible. But on the other hand, to be able to make this work takes money. We've got to be able to, you know, put more people in the programs to, you know, and, you know, there's no jobs, there's no housing. I mean, they come out with $200 and that's it. I mean, what are we supposed to do with them?
Well, so you see, that's one of the answers, and that's one of the things I've been arguing for years, all my years at the Board of Prison Terms and then back in the State Assembly, is that we must enhance our rehabilitative opportunities in the community. Those were already deficient. Now we're dumping over 100,000 people upon those resources that don't exist without having expanded them. You can realign to some degree if you phase it in over time, consistent with developing rehabilitative resources in the community to deal with those who can be rehabilitated. And also, you do have to recognize some cannot be rehabilitated. I would argue the majority of state inmates now will not be rehabilitated. But to what degree we could significantly save. Recidivism will go down, ladies and gentlemen. But why will it go down? Because there is no consequences for continuing their criminality. They walk right out the door. So you obviously, if you don't have a consequence and you don't incarcerate somebody for continuing their criminality, then recidivism will go down. That does not solve the problem. It does not rehabilitate the individual.
Okay, we've got 30 seconds left here, John. And
real quick. Jim, can you comment on the effect that the federal court taking over the health care responsibilities for the California prison system had on the system?
Okay, we need to do that after the break. We've got a hard break here. Okay, we'll be right back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, guest Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. We'll be right back after this message.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Ron Flatter. Coming off wins in yesterday's primaries in Arizona and his native Michigan, Republican presidential frontrunner Mitt Romney moved his campaign to Toledo, Ohio.
Ultimately, we're going to come down to a battle for the soul of America. Are we going to become a European-style nation with government telling us how to live our lives? Or are we going to remain an independent, free, and strong opportunity nation?
Romney defeated Rick Santorum by 20 percentage points in winner-take-all Arizona, but it was a much closer race in Michigan.
Despite losing by 3 points, Rick Santorum could win at least half of Michigan's delegates. He now heads to Tennessee. No stop set for Ron Paul today. Newt Gingrich stumps in his home state of Georgia, ahead of Super Tuesday.
Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso in Grand Rapids, Michigan. More than 400 of the more than 3,000 Republican delegates will be determined next Tuesday, when winners will be declared in 10 states. This is a Fox News alert.
Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus, $5 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea. And where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our home loan center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When you're low on finances, the last thing you need is a collision repair bill. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Unfortunately, the truth is, a vehicle collision never occurs at a convenient time. It surprises many people to learn that there may be expenses not fully covered by insurance. Vehicle parts that are worn, such as tires, batteries, and the paint job, may be depreciated. In other words, the insurance company will pay only a portion of the repair, and the vehicle owner will have to come up with the balance. Then there is the expense of the rental car and an unexpected deductible. Coachmaster can help. We have made arrangements with a national credit company for a 6-month no-interest loan to help when unexpected expenses occur. Stop by for complete details. Credit is often established with a simple phone call. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:35 in the morning. It is February the 29th, the last day time you'll see this day for 4 years. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are being brought to you there in this segment by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. What can I say? Take a step back in time, great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans. You can catch up on everything there. It's man's last stronghold. Well, it's a great place to go to. What can I say? Our guest is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, but before we get right back to Jim, we've got something for everybody here.
Oh, we're going to take a caller here. Diane's going to be taking your call at 605-4567. Let's not forget, here in the next 20 minutes, we've got tickets to give away. Two tickets for the at the Reddick Civic Auditorium for this weekend. It's the Historical Gun and Antique Show. First caller is going to get two tickets, and at the break, we're going to come back with some more giveaways. Again, that's the first caller this morning, 605-4567. Diane will be taking your call. Will you get a free pass March 3rd or 4th to the Historical Gun and Antique Show?
All right. Our guest is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Good morning, Jim. Welcome back.
Good morning again. To answer John's question, the federal courts intervened. The case goes back to 92 cases, plural. But the court said provide a remedy to inmate health care and overcrowding. It did not say let everybody out as the solution.
Yeah, well, you know, the realignment is the problem, and I don't know how it's going to be fixed. Okay, let's move on to a couple other things here, Jim. I just saw on there that they're not going to reappoint the chairman of the California State University Board.
Well, that's been a possibility all along, some controversy over salaries and how they've treated fees in the California State Universities. So, you know, that is a possibility.
Okay, I just saw an article in the paper today about Doug Lamoff had been fighting it because this is the guy that gave a $100,000 raise to one of the presidents of the college,
You know, $400,000 to hire the new president of San Diego State University. $400,000 makes more money than the chancellor, for goodness sakes. But there were other issues too related to how CSU is just unilaterally raising fees on our students. And you know, I take issue with that personally. We've got three kids in college.
Yeah, you know, I find it, you know, we're talking about, you know, making college available to people and then raise fees. And, well, we're not getting the money back, but then you pay somebody $400,000 a year. It seems to me $100,000 a year raise for that. Well, I mean, I'm not trying to get into this, how much money you make and all that, but, I mean, this is... it's not like it's you've got your own business out there,
deaf, and they keep arguing, well, we have to do that to get the best. Well, you keep ratcheting it up, then we cannot afford it. Okay, and that was my point in terms of that particular issue. We cannot afford it right now. I'm sorry, and I don't think it's good economic times anywhere in the United States. Why should we be outbidding everybody else? No, we should not be.
Okay. What else is on your agenda for this morning there, Jim?
Well, we continue the fire tax battle, and we're just to close on that quickly, I believe that the firestorm is about to hit. The bills are coming out. The folks are going to be very, very mad all over California. It is not just a local issue in rural areas. It affects suburban areas big time as well. And interestingly enough, there's some indication that new alliances are evolving. We just had a huge victory with the K-12 school transportation funding. That's always been a lever over Republicans that the Democrats have held for decades. You know, well, you have to vote for tax increases or we'll take away your busing and for your students in the rural areas. Well, lo and behold, that affects people in suburban areas and urban areas as well as rural areas. And early this year, historic bipartisan cooperation whereby Democrats and Republicans, liberals and conservatives all voted to restore that funding. What a blessing. That does indicate once in a while there's some things that people can agree on.
Well, the busing issue is a lot larger than just the rural areas, but it has such a large impact on the rural areas. I mean, now kids are not going to be able to do after school activities. Parents are going to have to try and find some ways of doing this if that had not been fixed. Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'd like to talk about some of the issues going up on the North State. Yeah, in the water issues, we've kind of started to address that, but you know where we are on that. The autonomy of departments. It seems like they have no supervision in some cases, or if it is, I don't know. You know, who does the supervising? When I see these things, I see a department making decisions that have a huge impact on the people. Is what kind of oversight does the Assembly and the Senate and even the governor have on this? I imagine the governor does, but
you know, you're going to be alarmed at the answer.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of. So we got to take a break here, and we want to come back. There is who's supervising the departments who are there. They're not elected. They're almost faceless in many cases, but they're making decisions that have such a huge impact on us. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Month of Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Presented by the Active 2030 Club of Reading, the Sundial Film Festival in its fourth year showcases the talent and diversity of filmmakers and photographers of the North State. Come join us for a night of art, creation, and talent. On March 10th, the all-day event kicks off at 1 p.m. at the historic Cascade Theater. There really is something for everyone to enjoy. Come experience the action, the humor, the animation, and the captivating documentaries. Tickets are available at the Cascade Theater box office or at sundialfilmfestival.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Bott. It is 8:44 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Go on down there, get great coffee, finest walk-in humidor in the state, a local business that will beat or meet any price on tobacco products. Right down there at Tobacco and Brew. And like I said, Joe and Shelley, honorable people, doing great things for our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Great coffee is... Well, at Espresso Joe's. We're going to take a couple calls. Of course, we're going to go back to our guest on the telephone. But before we do that, you can call us at 605-4567. We've got tickets left for the boat, sport, and RV show. That is for a complimentary pass for this weekend, March 2nd, 3rd, or 4th. Give us a call. Diane's waiting. And
let's go back to our guest, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen.
Good morning again.
Good morning. Okay, now, Jim, let me go back and rephrase that, is that the people that are We're going through this. We're kind of going through a mini part of this up here in Shasta County about questioning who's doing the supervising of agencies. You know, are people taking an active role in that are in elected positions, taking a look at departments within, you know, the city and the county? Are they actively supervising? And for the most part, I believe they are. I mean, we have good people up here. But when I get up to, when you get to that state level, and of course in the feds even worse, but the state level, when you have like the fish and game and these other agencies, which I call them faceless because you don't know who they are. They are just kind of, they make these decisions that impact on people. Who watches over them?
Well, that's the scary part. There are rogue agencies in the state of California now. They've become what I call the fourth branch of government, in many cases more powerful than your duly elected representatives, the assemblymen, the senators, and the governor even. They do their own thing, often in violation or disregard for law. It's rampant now. Best most recent example is the Delta Stewardship Council, who now are asserting their authority far beyond what the law in 2009 proscribed. In fact, I was honored to be the voice of agriculture in the North State as a key negotiator on that whole water plan. And we were very careful working with all the Northern California water agencies, rural county, regional council, rural counties, to make very sure that the stewardship council did not become the dictator of water policy in California, nor the so-called water czar. And the language of the bill particularly limited their authority. Immediately, and even currently now, to a greater degree, they're disregarding it and saying, no, we're controlling water all over California, everywhere, particularly up in the areas of origin. I was able, because of my fear of this eventuality, to negotiate and get into that area of origin language, protecting our water rights. But guess what they're doing? They will simply ignore the law. That's what Fish and Game does with impunity. Ignore the law. Now to your question, who is the oversight? Well, we can win a few battles if Doug LaMalf and I jump on the agencies and oversee them in the budget, and we do have some ability to do that. But they're small victories. The bigger battle is being won day by day with these agencies asserting their authority, whether it's the Department of Consumer Affairs coming in and levying fees and fines on our small businesses throughout the North State, or the Department of Water Resources in these egregious ways, as I talked to you with the Department, with the Stewardship Council, or the Fish and Game Department trying to take away the water rights of the people up in the Siskiyous. And by the way, that will be all over California. So what is the oversight? We fight them and battle them. We do have a little bit of help now with Proposition 26, whereby they can't, they have to justify any fees that they levy, and we will characterize them as taxes. So we do have one small tool, but the bottom line is if you don't have vigorous, aggressive, fighting legislators to battle the agencies of government at every front, they're going to run roughshod over you. Now, the citizens, what they can do is let your local elected representatives know when the agencies are giving you problems. I spent 3 hours yesterday morning with some people just over a Fish and Game issue. Now, we probably can have some success on that one issue, but there are thousands of issues every day where the agencies of government are running roughshod over the public.
I guess that is probably the one of the things that concern me the most, is not elected officials, because you can make a change there, and you can go in and you can see them, and you can talk to them. But when you get to an agency, you know, if they choose to make a decision, I mean, who, you don't even know even who to talk to. Yeah, there's a nominal head of the agency, but, you know, it's a political appointee in most cases, or somebody that's been in there for 25 years, and they just frankly, they've been used to doing it their own way. And the whole method of supervision and being able to have people say, hey, wait a minute, let's not do that. Which leads us to the next thing, is our veterans home up here.
Yes, sir.
What's the latest on that one? Do you think we have a chance of getting this?
Well, I want to continue to hope so. We don't have a lot of leverage, and as I've said on the show before, our leverage will only occur if veterans all over California embrace the issue of Fresno and Redding and help Doug and I to fight that good fight. I think it still is a possibility. I think it is a real possibility of losing that federal money, as we've said before, if we keep dallying around here in California. the budget fight is going to heat up here pretty quick, and we're going to be fighting to keep that on schedule to open. I negotiated something last year, a 3-month delay instead of 1-year delay. Everybody agreed that that would be okay and actually even helpful, but now we're rolling into the second year and the same proposal to delay. And we have a fighting chance on that, Carl. That's the best news there is. But we've got to engage the veteran community so that they let legislators know this is important.
Well, you know,
and then we can turn the tide.
Well, we heard that. You know, when the head of the VA, the California Veterans Administration, wrote the letter telling the veterans to suck it up, for one thing. But then when they were out here, you know, then I was approached, and several others were approached, I'm sure, about organizing veterans to go down there. And,
yep.
And my, I guess that's one way of doing it, because everybody else, including nannies and everybody else, goes down there and marches. But it seems like that when you have a retired general, two retired generals that are in the VA, that the leadership there and the caring of it would, you know, what's it going to take for them to both stand up and march into Governor Brown's office and say, you know what, if you don't do this, we're just going to resign and we're going to go to the press and we'll hook and jab that way. Do you think that would ever happen?
That's what our whistleblower did up in the water and the dams issue. God love him for having the courage to do it. It's pretty tough if you're appointed by a governor to buck the governor. I know about that because I had a governor appoint me chairman of the Board of Prison Terms, and I did fight back and won those battles, but under Democrat and Republican governors.
Yeah.
It can be done, but it's tough to have the resolve. You get enamored with the job, and you want to keep it, and the governor can
sure.
fire you in a hot moment if
yeah.
you don't do their
Well,
bidding.
You know what? See, but if you march in there, and we've got to take a break at this, but after you march, but that's the idea. I mean, you're the leader. You march in there and say, hey, look, if you're not going to do this, we're going to quit, or you can just fire me. And then you just take the consequences of that. Anyway.
Well, I argue a good yeah. leader will listen to constructive criticism,
yeah.
okay?
Yeah, the only thing we're saying is just, you know what? I'm not going to go into the road to nowhere right now, or the railroad to nowhere, because we don't have time, but we got to take a break here. Our guest is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, and when we come back, you know, Jim, let's talk about some really positive things that are happening when we get back here. All right, we'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Have you been thinking about installing a solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
The Reading Breakfast Lions Club's 30th Annual Gun, Antique, and Collectibles Show is this Saturday and Sunday at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All proceeds go to local youth and charitable programs. Over 150 vendors with approximately 300 tables displaying guns, antiques, and collectibles, and unique historical and educational displays. This year, the special historical exhibit is Kilroy World War II Living History Displays of German and Allied Materials. The NorCal Veterans Historical Association will be there with their helicopter and Vietnam and Gulf War area memorabilia. You'll be able to buy, sell, trade, or just browse at 200 years of historical items. The show opens at 9 a.m. both Saturday and Sunday. Admission is $6 for adults. Children under 12 are free. Don't miss it. The Reading Breakfast Lions Club's 30th Annual Gun, Antique, and Collectibles Show at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Doors open at 9 a.m. both days this weekend.
I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta spring water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta spring water, naturally the best.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, our last segment here. Carl and DeBott. Tomorrow we're going to have on the Recall of Searle Committee that's going to be on from City of Shasta Lake. You know, equal time here that we have people on to say, okay, Dolores has been on to talk about why she shouldn't be recalled, and here comes the other side. Our guest, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen.
We're so glad that you have joined us this morning on KCNR 1460. Again, it's currently 39 degrees downtown here at the KCNR studios on Market Street. We're going to have showers all day today, temperatures to 46, rain and snow likely this evening with temperatures reaching around 36. We do have a caller on line one. Good morning, Ann. Welcome to the program. You are live talking to our Assemblyman, Nielsen.
Hello.
Hello, Ann. You're on.
Okay. I just have a comment to make. A lot of people know Fred and I have had this problem with part of our property in Redding and the conservation easement and all this. And we've asked ourselves many times, you know, why does the Board of Supervisors and why do the developers put up with these ridiculous requirements by the different agencies, like the Army Corps of Engineers, for example? And now that we find out that there's a possible conflict of interest with, you know, maybe a member of the Board of Supervisors and one of his cohorts feeding at the trough of the mitigation bank, it all starts to make sense to us because, you know, really it was kind of mystifying. Why would they purposely want to raise the cost of the homes and all this through these ridiculous mitigation requirements? And I am so proud of Mr. Anselmo making this good fight, because he's going to end up helping all of us when he's victorious. And I'll go off and listen to it. Any comments you have to make?
Okay.
Thanks. Well, I fight my battles on the state level. You know, that's kind of a local issue. And to suffice to say, I'm very sensitive to private property rights. I'm the founder of the California Alliance to Protect Private Property. We've now become a very major player in the property rights battle, and I'm very dedicated to that fight. And you have to take people on. And you know, Carl, you wanted to get into some of the positive things.
Yeah.
Let me give you a smile.
Okay.
One of my great victories, I think I'll have to put this on my epitaph someday. Marilyn got in the elevator at the Capitol last year, and these two bureaucrats got in front of her, came in the elevator. They were from the Department of Corrections, I found out. And one turned to the other, and he said, well, we've got to go see Nielsen. And the other one said, yeah, we better put our bulletproof vests on. Now, I was complimented by that, but it's kind of sad to have it be that way. But here's the good news is, the people, you know, they do get their voices heard, and we do win some on their behalf. The greatest joy Dick Lemieux and I have is being out in the district with the people that we represent, being around with them and seeing them. I put 5,000 miles on my car last month going around this large district, and, you know, you get out there and get out of the Capitol, and you see the good people, and you say, you know, it's going to be okay. They're the wind beneath our wings. Their voice will ultimately be heard on a lot of things, and we can win some of our battles. That's the good news. We've got good people, particularly in the North State.
Yeah, we do. You know, we can't say enough about the people up here. And we appreciate you all fighting the fight down there. And I know you're not going to give up, you or Doug. There's just so many things that are going on that, you know, people have got to stand up. They've got to stand up, and it starts small, and say, you know what, we've had enough of this. And that, you know, we want common sense government. We want our elected representatives to take care of us. You know, that's why we elected them there, to look out for our interest and not to perpetuate what's going on. You know,
operative word, common sense, Carl.
Common
sense
government.
Lacking. I was one of the authors of that common sense last week at the Model YMCA. Governor Duke Majan was the master of ceremonies at honoring the YMCA model legislators and model courts participation, and I was a keynote speaker, and he was a great epitome of common sense government.
You know, and that's what we need, just common sense government. You know, what's good for the state of California, in the sense of, instead of what's good for your party or your own special interest. Anyway, hey, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen has been our guest. We appreciate this so much, Assemblyman, you coming on.
Always
and
thank
giving
you
us
for
a
being available and giving us a
right.
heads up.
That's right. And always let us know what's going on there.
And we get to hear from the folks. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much. Hey, Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Dragging me down, gonna stand my ground.
This is a Fox News Alert. I'm Lisa Brady. Violent storms in the Midwest, even worse than first thought. The toll on the rise as damage assessments continue. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has more live.
Lisa, the Saline County Sheriff's Office confirming at least three people have been killed in a severe storm that swept through Harrisburg, Illinois, in the southern end of the state. The storm system also producing several tornadoes elsewhere. One smashed through a small town in Kansas.
Just like a big shotgun went off. And I told my wife, hit the floor. She says, I'm down here already.
At least three have been killed in southern Missouri, according to the governor's office. The tornado spawned from a storm system blowing down from the Rockies, heading across the Ohio and Tennessee valleys towards the mid-Atlantic. Lisa?
Courtney, thanks. A modest step in the right direction. That's how Secretary of State Hillary Clinton describes North Korea's new agreement to suspend nuclear activities and accept a moratorium on testing to win U.S. food aid.